Mayors and Senator Gordley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move introduction of LC draft, LC 9501, LC 9502, LC 9503, and LC 9504.
Senator Gordley moves the introduction of LC 9501, 9502, 9503, 9504. Any discussion?
Madam Chairman.
Senator Farioli.
To the purpose of the bills, these are blank appropriation bills for biennial expenses, and it's my opinion that these bills are being introduced in committee as LC drafts so that they'll be available to be useful in the budget rebalancing process. So I just thought I'd like to ask that question for the record.
That's correct for the record, Senator Farioli. Thank you for making that clear. Any further discussion? Any objection? Yes.
We should probably also note that bill numbers have been assigned.
Indeed, they have. Chair Corno, members of the committee, for LC 9501, that will be Senate Bill 5570. LC 9502 will be Senate Bill 5571. LC 9503 will be Senate Bill 5572. And LC 9504 will be Senate Bill 5573.
Any further discussion? Thank you, Senator Gordley. Any further discussion or not? The bills are used as drafted. Next, we have a work session and hearing, possible work session, but public hearing on SR2, which expresses the support and gratitude of Senate to all the Armed Forces personnel for personal sacrifices made in campaigns against terrorism. Staff, do you have a...
Certainly. Chair Clarno, members of the committee, SR2 expresses support and gratitude to the Armed Forces personnel for sacrifices made during the campaign against terrorism. And before you, you also have the Dash 1 amendment proposed by Senator Duncan and Senator Courtney, and they're here to discuss that Dash 1 amendment.
Senator Courtney and Senator Duncan, would you like to come forward? And just tell me whether you'd like to testify on SJR or SR2. First and then the amendments, or however you'd like to do it.
Senator Courtney, I defer to you.
Chair Cano and members of the committee, Senator Gordley, Senator Farioli, and committee staff, Taylor, I asked the President, since this was the first session we were going to be in since the September 11th tragedy, if we could prepare two memorials, one involving the victims and their families of that tragedy, and the other involving all the men and women who've been called to active duty and are on active duty fighting the war on terrorism. And he gave me that permission, and I think it's been decided we'd start the memorial on the victims and the families on the House side, and we'd start this memorial on the Senate side. Please note my name is not on it, that just so in case you're concerned, it's being done. There's no name of Peter Courtney on this, so it's if that may help a little bit. It's been introduced to acknowledge for the first time since we have been in session the incredible efforts that are being made by the men and women, not only presently on active duty, but in call up on active duty to wage this war. They've interrupted their family lives and their business lives. And just one last statement, then I'll be still, because the good Senator Duncan came into my office about 3 or 3 hours ago and asked if an amendment could be prepared. That is, and he'll speak to that amendment. Just, you might be interested to know this. I didn't know this until a few days ago. I was talking to Colonel Mike Caldwell, the National Guard. Perhaps you know him. And he told me that Oregon is third in the nation in terms of the number of people that are being deployed. Only Texas and Georgia are ahead of us. And that's rather remarkable when you consider the size of many other states. But we are third in terms of how many people have already been called up and are being called up. And there's some reasons for that. First of all, the quality of our equipment here, as also the quality of our people. And it is putting a lot of our people, their lives in abeyance. But it's a major statement. Your statement your state is making a major contribution to this war on terrorism. So with that, I'll be still, and I just really am grateful that you'd allow this to come before you. I'm grateful to the president that he'd allow this to be brought into this very difficult special session. Thank you, Chair, and fellow senators, and Marjorie Taylor for allowing me to make this statement.
Thank you, Senator Courtney, and it matters not whether your name is on here or not. Your fingerprints are all over it. It's a great bill, and we're pleased to have it before us. Senator Farioli.
Madam Chairman, to the issue of authorship, in a memorial of this nature, it's common for every member of the body to wish to add their names.
Oh.
And I would assume, and I would anticipate that every member of the body would like to add, when they hear this resolution, as an expression of their support for the men and women of the Oregon National Guard, I anticipate that every member will want to put their name personally on this bill. And I would assume that Senator Courtney, as the bringer of the bill, would have his name as the chief sponsor. So I understand he doesn't wish to call attention to himself for what is essentially an effort to thank the men and women of the Oregon National Guard and their command and control structure. But I would just assume that every member will be added after they hear this resolution on the floor.
I'm sure we'll look, and probably the Secretary of the Senate already is aware of that. Will probably occur, but we'll make sure.
And if the good senator doesn't speak to that issue on the floor, I certainly will remind members that they have until 5 p.m. this evening to do a written expression to the Secretary of the Senate to add their name with permission of the President.
Thank you, Senator. Good afternoon, Senator.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee.
Your dash one.
Yes. Well, obviously, I'm extremely supportive of the measure, and in all his modesty, I was going to suggest at one point that it be at the request of Senator Courtney and Senator Duncan, but I do like the comments that you're making, and I would hope that all members of the body would join us in that. I did ask the good senator about the possibility of an amendment, because in this measure, it refers to the Oregon National Guard, and I'm a great supporter of the National Guard. I've worked with them for many, many years, but there's another element within the state that we didn't want to forget, and that's the Army Reserve units, because many of our reserve units are being called out too, and I'll, you know, be very frank, I'm a retired colonel in the Army Reserve, and I happen to be what the U.S. Army Reserve has. Each state, they have an ambassador for the state for the reserve, so I do have that particular position in the state of Oregon, and so I would want to be certain that we're taking care of our Army Reserve people too. So we have the amendment, which really all amendment does, it does mention the families, which the original had not. It says, whereas the families of the women and men of the armed forces are making great personal sacrifices, and that would be added. And then it would say to recognize the Army Reserve units located in Oregon. And then the other addition would be that because to recognize the critical role the National Guard and Reserve play in providing well-trained, well-educated a force to supplement the active duty force. And at the other end, where you're notifying the chief of the National Guard Bureau, we would also notify the chief of the U.S. Army Reserve. And I would certainly hope that we could make those additions, Madam Chairman.
Thank you. I don't know whether to call you Senator Duncan or Ambassador Duncan.
Colonel would be fine.
But you said you are the ambassador for the group. I hate to ask this at this point, but are we leaving out any group that is being sent abroad and deployed? Naval? Marines? Do we know?
I don't know of any naval. There's National Guard's all Army. Now, you know, within the National Guard Bureau, that would also take care of the Air Force. The Army and the Air Force are all within the Bureau, so that takes care of them. And within the Army Reserve units, I think if we say the Army Reserve, we probably are taking care of it pretty well. I'm trying to think of any Marine units.
Well, this will go before the House, and I would hate to pass it through the Senate if it wasn't covering everybody, but
can't think of any naval.
Chair, Colonel, I found myself wondering the same thing. I we sure don't want to by not mentioning do the very opposite thing that we're trying to do.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. I can't comment on that. That's why I sort of wish somebody who was, mm-hmm. as you say, certified smart could speak to this, because I think your question is extremely appropriate, and I'm concerned about it.
Well, Mr. Chair, Madam Chair.
Senator Duncan has conferred with Ed Hughes, and you are going to share with us?
Well, yes, we're just thinking about there. You know, it is possible that individuals have been called. You know, we might, you know, might be, and, you know, we might make reference to all military personnel in addition, any other military, all military personnel who have been called to active duty.
Madam Chair.
I think that could be added pretty easily.
Senator Gordley. Senator Duncan, with line 16 in the resolution, capture what you're suggesting. It says, it reads, express our unwavering support and profound gratitude to all of the armed forces personnel being called out to fight this campaign against terrorism and et cetera.
You know, I think that may
take care of it.
That
is very good. That's a very good point. Thank you, Senator
yes.
Gordley.
Mm-hmm.
That satisfies my concern, but does others as well.
When we, Madam Chairman, when we speak to the bill on the floor, I think if we mentioned, called attention to line 16, as the good Senator Gordley has mentioned.
Because you might have had a Navy doctor who's been...
Of course. Undoubtedly, there have been.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would...
What was that?
Well, we were just saying, it's, you know, conceivable that maybe a Navy doctor has been called to active duty, and that would take care of it. So we
the
might...
The language that Senator Gordley pointed out that
yeah,
helped,
I think,
and for the discussion on the Senate floor would help as well.
Okay.
Thank you both very much for bringing this
thank
bill.
Thank you very much.
Madam Chairman, are we in work session?
We are in work session.
And Madam Chairman, I wonder about carriers for the bill.
Well, let me get the bill moved first, and then I'm going to ask, obviously, these two gentlemen to carry
as co-carriers, Madam
Chairman? As co-carriers,
yes.
But I really need to move the amendment.
Senator Courtney, if you'd remain for just a moment.
Madam
Chairman, with your permission. But let's go ahead and move that.
Yeah, may I do that?
Madam Chair, I move the proposed amendment to Senate Resolution 2.
Senator Gordley has moved the amendment to Senate Resolution 2. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so moved. Senator Gordley?
Madam Chair, I move adoption of Senate Resolution 2 and -1 amendment.
Senator Gordley moves Senate Resolution 2 as amended the -1 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so moved. And Senator Ferriol.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Madam Chairman, I would like to personally thank Senator Courtney for the work that he has done in the Group of Five negotiating team. I don't know if other folks are aware of the effort that was put forth with that group, but in the process of arriving at a budget to put forward for consideration in the Senate and the House, this is a bipartisan effort between both chambers, supported by the House Budget Prioritization Committee, the House Jobs and Economy Committee, the Senate Budget Rebalancing Committee, the Senate Economic and Job Stimulus Committee, the Senate Revenue Options Committee, the Joint Budget Reconciliation Committee, and the Joint Economic Stimulus and Public Policy Committee. Those committees worked in 21 different meetings from mid-December through February 7th. There was 122 hours of hearings. There were 36 agency presentations and 465 witnesses that testified for the record. That does not reflect the countless hours that the Group of Five spent in caucus meetings, in work to try to bring the body together with a budget proposal that all of us could support. And I think all of the members owe every one of the members on the Group of Five a real vote of gratitude and our personal thanks for the effort that they put forward. And I think certainly all of the members worked hard, but I understand that Senator Courtney was very instrumental in helping that group come to some conclusions, and I just wanted to mention that for the record and thank him, and also to remind him that just because his name's on a bill doesn't mean that Republicans automatically would kill it. So. Anyway,
thank you, Senator.
Senator, I just wanted to convey those thanks for the record directly to Senator Courtney.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Farrioli. And as Senator Farrioli mentioned earlier when you started to leave the room, Senator Courtney, I would like very much to have the two of you be co-carriers, if you would, of this bill. And I'm sure other folks will be happy to speak about it, and you'll discuss the things that we mentioned here as well. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you very much.
We will be adjourned until we're called back in a meeting by our capable staff, Ms. Taylor. So we are adjourned, and see you sometime soon.